Here there are split views on the future of the bandstand in Centrevale Park. Councillors have voted to demolish the iconic bandstand in Tomenden Centrevale Park, replacing it with a new performance space, but there is some wriggle room. The council proposes to demolish the bandside, which was rebuilt to its original 1914 specifications, cast iron and steel framed, but with wooden infrastructure, after it burned down 20 years ago. But it has since suffered vandalism and further attempts to set fire to it. For most of the past decade, it has been out of use and fenced off for safety reasons, with attempts to damage the fencing, and it was time something was done about, said Cabinet Member for Public Services and Communities, Councillor Susan Prest, Labour, who's a Tomenden ward councillor. Cabinet has been presented with costs of £40,000 to make it safe and install new and robust security fencing, £50,000 to demolish it and replace it with a new performance space, or £300,000 to rebuild it again to the original specification. The only chance of salvation for the original design is likely to lie with Tomenden Town Council. They were not subject to Calderdale's financial restraints and, for example, could put the town's precept up to pay for it. Cabinet agreed the demolition and performance space rebuild option, but leader of the council, Councillor Tim Swift, said that planning permission for that would have to be obtained, and while that was ongoing, if the town council wanted to take it up, it could be considered. Councillor Press, who is also a member of Tomenden Development Board, which had considered the issue, had told Cabinet the bandstand was unsafe and over time channels had been explored to fund restoration. Tomenden Town Council had spent £6,500 on a feasibility study, which told them it would cost an awful lot of money for restoration. Other attempts, including one by former Mayor Michael Gill, did not get very far, she said, and ultimately over the years no one has come forward with a workable solution. In short, the council did not have £300,000 to spend on the bandstand, but wanted to create there a performance space, which would not just be a bandstand, but a performance space which could also house theatre, community arts and all kinds of music. Another Tomenden resident, Giles Farrington, queried the cost and urged the council to get more tenders. That's a ridiculous amount of money for the work that's been suggested, he said. Councillor Rob Holden, independent Ryburn, thought it was on the high side, and as a former resident himself who'd played music on the stage, he would not want the bandstand taken away from the people of Tomenden on its 75th year. This is something which is an iconic structure in Tomenden. The debates continue.